Hello.
Hey, Art, better time now?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Just quick question here for you. Some of the guys in credit just shot me back a message. They were asking why the sales volume in September dropped from the last month. I think you guys went from 472,000 to 299. Is that just a regular occurrence? I spoke to Dalton a little bit. He said you guys kind of shift over to winter inventory, snowmobiles, stuff like that. I know you were busy going back and forth to the hospital with your wife, so just kind of checking in.
Yeah, and sometimes too, it depends on when you draw the line, accounting wise, because there could be a bunch of deals that we did in September that really didn't get closed out in time, and they'll end up on October's. But yeah, it's very, very typical for Colorado motorcycle dealers to see a pretty good decline over the fall and winter. However, it's like an in-between time. It's like too soon for ATVs with snow plows and
Too late
a
for
little late for
motorcycles.
bikes and a little early for snowmobiles. So it's kind of a in-between time. So it's really typical. Yeah.
I got you. So is that awkward limbo in between shifting from like a summer to winter inventory and as well
Yep.
as closing out deals in October? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, no worries. Then I'll just go ahead and put that in the notes. They just had a quick question. I think they got some good stuff in the works. You should be hearing some news from them the next day or two. So, just a heads up there.
Yeah, and I think we're still, I think we're somewhere around 6 or 7 million. I don't know. I don't have it right here in front of me.
For
Year to
the
date in sales, so it's on pace with last year, if not ahead of last year, probably. But
I got you.
anyway.
On track or more for last year's. Okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and include these in the notes just to kind of let them know what happened there. They just kind of shot out a question. And then I was going to poke around a little bit. Your thing that you got with Forward Line, you said you didn't really want to rock the boat, but you were kind of, you've done some work with them before. If they could beat the rate for you, would you want to close that account out? I guess from a banking perspective, they don't like to be second on the list. You know, like they don't want to be
And I
paid.
get that part. I do. I get that part. I wouldn't say no 100%, but it depends on what you throw at me.
I
As
got you.
far as just replacing that, I wouldn't have any interest in that.
Oh, no way. So they would, it's a
Yeah.
net 50, so they would either replace it and add double or, you know, just add on top of it.
Yeah.
Those are the two. Exactly. That's what we're considering here. So
Yeah, if that's even possible. I don't know the setup, so I don't really know if that's something we can prepay on. I don't know
Maybe.
what the fine print says.
With Forward Line.
They're probably okay with getting their money early, but
Sure. It just depends.
To me, I mean, if I was being honest, the thought of having two different places is better than putting everything with one. We've just learned that with retail financing because, sometimes midstream banks change their mind and others get more aggressive and others change their philosophy, and it's always good to have
Yeah,
options.
spread them out across different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good thinking. I mean, again, that's your preference. Some people prefer to consolidate everything at once. They don't like having a couple things here and there. If you'd rather kind of spread it out a little bit, that's up to you. But yeah, they were just kind of saying there were two options they're considering. Basically, we can either take a second position loan, which would be right behind Forward Line. The first one would be to pay off Forward Line and then give you guys the 100,000 additionally on top of that. So I guess you would net about
Right.
200 in total. So that was kind of the
I
second
would
thing they were.
listen to it. I wouldn't say no. I would listen to it. But I would be exactly the opposite of your thinking. My first option would be to have both. My second option would be to do what you proposed. So
Gotcha.
that's typical banking
jargon.
I get it all.
I got you. I'm just giving it to you straight. And then, I guess the second thing is the one thing you might want to consider sometimes, not always, but Forwardline or those other companies, they offer something they call the prepayment discount. So if you pay it off early, they'll knock off some of the percentages you would have paid in the long term. So sometimes it's nice to double dip, where you'll actually pay it off, get the discount, and then get a lower rate. So you're saving on both.
We used them last year.
Forward.
Buy up stuff over last. Yeah, we paid them off early last year.
Okay. Did they give you guys a discount or just flat?
Yeah. And when we renewed, they gave us a better deal than we got the first year. And they said we did this, paid off a little early next year, that they'd probably give us even a little deeper deal. So
exactly. That's kind of how it works with us too. So halfway through our financing period, what we'll do is reach out to you guys and be like, hey, you guys have made your payments. You're doing pretty well. Let's refinance this deal. And they drop the rate. And then that's what they call the renewable source of finance. So it's like every time you come back, the deals get better and better, as long as you maintain that payment history. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure you know the deal. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and let them know your preference is to kind of leave it spread out over two, and that you're willing to listen to the other option. I'll let them know. These are stuff the underwriters are going to talk to you about. That's out of my department there, but they'll give you the two options. You can kind of pick which one seems to make the most sense. At the end of the day, we just want whatever's best for the business. So I guess whichever saves you most money, whichever one has more to gain, I guess if they're going to be. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and run these here. I'll let you know if anything comes up. But yeah, you should hear from us in the next day or two, in case you're wondering where that's going from here.
Yeah, that'd be good. Just let me know what you're thinking on that. One of my best friends just sold a couple houses, and he's looking to do something with he's got a few hundred grand he's looking to get some interest on. So, actually meeting with him this afternoon. So I try to keep stuff like that away from friends, because that's a good way to lose a friendship. But on the other hand, let me know, as soon as you guys have an answer, let me know.
Gotcha. I definitely will. And separating business and friends is important, but I guess, we'll see where we go from there. All right, Kurt, I'll go ahead and wrap this up here and kind of see what we can put together. Are you looking at a hard deadline here? I mean, is there a certain time of the, a certain time that you want to make these purchases for the inventory, or just in the next few days?
Well, it's happening right now. We're doing it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's happening currently.
We're buying stuff cheap right now. Just
I got
with
you.
Our own.
Yeah.
Sooner is better than later.
Sooner is better than later. I will definitely let that know. Okay. So sounds good. You should hear from us real soon, and I'll be in touch. I'll let you get back to work there.
Okay.
All right,
sounds good.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.